Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Fax. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of day where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the Word of God, encouraged in the process of what we go through for our making, for our development, for our growth. And as we learn to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. And what we see is the manifestation of the love of God, the truth of God, the wisdom of God. We see the compassion of God, the mercy of God, and the light of God demonstrated through us that someone else's life is changed. Someone else's life is empowered, encouraged. They come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They understand the process. They're encouraged not to give up in the midst of what they face because they see someone that God has already matured and is maturing to get them to the place where they themselves can see themselves walking and becoming more and more like Christ. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. There are people that will follow your lifestyle, follow your wisdom, your words, as you follow Christ. This there place that I'm talking about is a continued place of process. Abraham was told to go there. That there place is a place of where God continues to call you. He continues to pull you, push you, enlarge you. It's the place where he continues to make you. And this there place will always be there because until he cracks the sky or we go and meet him, we're going to always be on the process of becoming more and more like him. We've been studying the book of Proverbs back in that book again, and we're talking about righteous emotions or righteous, how to have righteous emotions. The book of Proverbs tells us that we're supposed to know how to act skillfully in every situation. And we know that there have been times in our lives that we have not known how to act skillfully, wisely, knowledgeably, and in many areas of our life. And because of that, relationships have suffered. There have been damage done. People have not seen the love of God in us in those areas. We failed in many places. So God wants us to be knowledgeable. The wisdom that Solomon had was not his wisdom. It was God's wisdom. He asked for it, and God gave him his wisdom, and he wrote about it so that we would therefore learn how to live and walk and act in every situation in a righteous way with godly wisdom, with godly knowledge, with godly understanding. So as we study this book, just like the Word of God, it becomes a well of life springing up in us. It becomes a tree that we can pull from, but we have to practice and pull. We have to practice that word. We have to practice. We have to live it every single day as we live the Word of God. So as we do, we see the demonstration of God's power. Going back to this, and we started yesterday talking about the mouth, the emotions of the mouth, that God, the emotions and the mouth. God has given us a mouth, but we cannot allow our mouth to speak perversely. We can allow our mouth to speak things that it should not. We can't allow a well of sweet water to put out bitter. We've got to learn how to control what we say, and we must also always ask God to purify our heart, give us a clean heart. Because out of our heart flows the issues, flows who we really are, flows what we really think, flows what we really desire. So if what is in your heart is corrupt, if the motives of your heart are not pure, then that's going to flow out of your mouth. It's going to flow out of your actions and your deeds. So we need to constantly say, God, give us a clean heart. Give us a clean heart. A clean heart that follows hard after you, pants hard after you, a clean heart that searches for the truth of you and the truth of your will and your word, a clean heart that desires to live pleasing and righteously. So as we get that clean heart, what flows from our mouth is righteous talk, words, righteous truth, not ours, his, because we're allowing the Holy Spirit to deal with us. We're allowing the Holy Spirit to make us, mold us, handle us, even chastise us in the times that we are not doing what we should. And when we allow that, we're submitting ourselves to the divine will of God, the divine order of God, and say, God, have your way in our life. Our life is not our own anyway. It belongs to you. So let me live it for your glory. Let me live it to the best of my ability for your glory. And let me be an honorable light in the earth that someone else can be helped by. So our mouth, we've got to put away perverseness. We've got to learn how to not allow our mouth to get us into trouble. We've got to speak wise words so that we can build up people and build up what's around us. Proverbs 15:7-12 says, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so with the hearts of fools. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the ways of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Yes, Lord Jesus. Stern discipline awaits him who leads that path. He who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the heart of men? A mocker resents correction. He will not consult the wise. So we want our mouth to be a mouth that pleases God. We want it to be a righteous one. We want to speak words of wisdom. We want to speak words of truth. We want to speak the word wisely. So we want to make sure that we do that. Proverbs 6 and 2 says, trapped by what you say, ensnared by your words. And we said yesterday, we don't want to be ensnared by words, speaking things that we should not, speaking words that the enemy can work against, act against, speaking mean words, speaking hateful words, speaking words of gossip, speaking against things we should not instead of praying, speaking against people's children, their marriage, that person, you're going to get in trouble. And we don't want that. We want to be pleasing in his sight. We don't want to be chastised because we have not allowed the discipline of God to come to us in the form, in the way of our mouth. Proverbs 10:31 says, the mouth of the righteous bring forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue be cut off. When you talk against others, as I said before, you're going to get in trouble with God. When you criticize them, you're going to get in trouble with the Lord. Proverbs 6:2-5 says, if you've been trapped by what you say, ensnared by the words of your mouth, then do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hand. Go and humble yourself. Press your plea with your neighbor. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Sin hurts you. When you talk about your brother and put them down, you're murdering them. When you come against them, you're murdering them. It's different if you're trying to help and you're talking to get wise counsel. But if you're just talking just to be talking, just to spread gossip, just to spread rumors, just to let someone else know their faults so that you can look good, or someone else will not be able to look up to them. Because I found that when people, other folks that look up to them, and the individuals who are watching with unpure hearts, and they don't like it, what they begin to do is to show that person, to tell that person their faults, to show that person their shortcomings, to let them know the things that they've done that have not been pleasing or righteous. And they do this because there's a jealousy inside of them that does not want anyone to follow that individual, look up to that individual, or take wisdom, sound wisdom, advice from that person. And basically what you're doing is you're holding grace. You're holding mercy, and it's not yours. You didn't pay for it. You did not die for it. It is God's mercy. It's God's grace. And when he covers our sins, when we say we're sorry and God, we repent, he's covered the multitudes of our sin. We do not have the right to go back and vomit up that person's mistakes, vomit up that person's past. If it is not something that's going to edify or help someone or encourage someone or let someone see how God has changed someone's life, but it's just to put a seed of discord, of distrust in someone's mind and heart, then you yourself are are trying to say that the grace of God, they don't deserve that grace. They don't deserve that mercy. They don't deserve that passion from God, that what God did does not count for them. And when you do that, you get in trouble with the Lord. You get in trouble with God because it's not your grace. It's not your mercy. It's His. And if they repent, I don't care if they repent at the last minute, that's their grace. That's their mercy. And they can receive it because they change their mind, change their heart. And we've seen that in the Bible. When someone repents, God goes back and gives another word. He goes back and says something else because they change their heart. They change the position of their heart and they receive grace. They receive mercy. That mercy and grace applies to us. And we cannot hold someone hostage because we don't want them to have that grace or that mercy. And we don't want that forgiveness to be applied to them. We are not God. And we do not have that. So we cannot talk about someone, put them down, criticize them in a way that is not honorable, in any way that does not look like you're talking to someone about a testimony of someone and how God is saying and what God is in their life. That is totally different. If you're talking because of the problem and you're getting wise counsel and you have to be talking and to be gossiping and try to slander and hinder and criticize and murder someone with your tongue, that is not God. That is not the will of God. Okay, we're supposed to pray. We're supposed to seek God. We're supposed to do what is righteous and not what we need to do. Proverbs 5:8-9 deals with another way that we can grieve God with our mouth. It says, "The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayers of the upright pleases Him. The Lord detests the ways of the wicked, but He loves those who pursue righteousness." So God does not want us as believers to walk in any wicked way, any wicked nature. He does not want us to even walk in sin because He broke the power of sin, the bondage of sin over our life, and He's made and set us free. The truth of who He is, the truth of His word, the truth of His power has set us free from all sin. So now when we do things, it is not our, as not sin having a hold on us. We willfully choose to do it. We willfully choose to say what we say, act the way we act, think the way we do, and the actions of our life. Thus us, not disciplined, still trying to walk after the flesh instead of the things of the spirit. So God does not want that. He doesn't desire that. Proverbs 8:20 says, "I walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice." This is what God wants. This is what God desires. Psalm 66:18-19 says, "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer." And we understand that sin separates us from God. So we don't want to be separated in any area of our lives. So we want to make sure that even our words, what we say with our mouth, pleases the Lord as well as what flows from our heart. We want to make sure that when we come to the Lord, that we come to Him covered in the blood because we've allowed Him to forgive us and we've turned away from anything that causes us to not be heard by the Lord. Proverbs 23:19 says, "Keep your heart on the right path." Proverbs 27:19 says, "As water reflects a face, a man's heart reflects a man." Your mouth basically must align with the word of God. Your emotions, your feelings, it all has to align with the word of God. And you've got to make yourself align with the word of God and do God's will. We're going to talk about fear tomorrow. That because fear can control us and keep us from walking in faith. Going back to the mouth again, we understand that a man's feelings can often be overlooked. And when your feelings are overlooked, people lash out. They do things. So we want to make sure that we keep our emotions, our feelings, our relationships with God and man in the right perspective, that we do what we know we're supposed to, that we honor or put somebody, esteem someone higher than ourselves. We do that and do it in love and walk in love because in the book of Ephesians, it tells us to basically continually walk in love, continually make it a habit to walk in love. And when we do this, we're going to see God's love in our life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Please take this wisdom, this knowledge, and truth, and apply it to your life and watch.